It's almost like a political cartoon from Punch in the 1800s.
Mr. Jackson, I remember when Proposition 14 was before the people of California, and they said it was hate and bigotry, and the people of California overwhelmingly voted for it, which shows that they must either be all bigots or else I'm right.
No, sir, they believe en masse in the Constitution. They thought that that was unconstitutional. They thought. I disagree with them, but I'm a minority. I don't get violent about it.
We get called bigots and hate mongers.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, of course.
I would like to do this. Now, the people who are listening, I know that they think, well, this is a bunch of hogwash, and they might call us extremists and this, that, and the other. But why don't they do a little research? Go down and read Karl Marx's history and read the manifesto and see what Karl Marx wanted.
Karl Marx was German.
Karl Marx was a German, but he was a German Jew.
Right.
And not only that, his dad was a rabbi, but then we won't go into that.
Was he a practicing Was he a practicing Jewish person?
He was an atheist, racial Jew.
Get my point.
He was therefore an atheist German.
Well, let me get my point. Lee, and then I won't hold up any longer. I have to here. But there's one thing that's very important. It's when they read Karl Marx, they'll find that he set up 10 rules of which to bring a nation around to accept communism. And since he set those 10 rules up, there's been two countries apply all of those 10 rules. One, unfortunately, was Germany. I don't know how Rockwell take that, but it's true. Germany took it, and the United States is applying it completely. And I'll name the first five real fast so you'll know what we're being taught.
No, sir, there's no point. We're going to give someone else.
Marx. Roosevelt didn't invent them.
Sir, I'm going to cut you off, I'm afraid, for only one reason.
Fact number one.
For another minute.
Two,
you're off now, and I hate to do that, because I want to give people...
Repeat that. One of your men in the background said...
Maybe I should do that. Maybe I ought to cuss you out more.
Try it. Try it.
No, I mean to save your job.
I see. No, sir.
I'm thinking of you not trying to be mad at you.
Something great's happened to the tomatoes. Forgive me, sir. They've gone red. It's F&P's old world cuisine, and just wait until you taste them. Here are plump, ripe, red tomatoes and three other personalities you've had to yell. I believe in people like Robert Frost, real Americans, who
you've
said...
You've been very gentle and very decent.
Anything that you have to shout isn't worth hearing.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think...
Of course not. You follow the people...
Place on fire and the people were sleeping. I think you should holler fire.
No, you don't need to. Telephones can do it with a whisper.
Pray, perhaps you don't have a telephone.
I see.
If I saw an often silent burning, I would holler fire and I'd yell.
All right. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Yes, to start with, I'm a Caucasian, I'm a Baptist Christian, I guess a peace creep tonight, and a love monger, and I'm also an ex-Navy fighter pilot.
On our side, I hope.
I almost feel compelled to defend several positions tonight, but I won't do any of that. And I'd like to ask Mr. Rockwell one thing. He's alluded to the fact that he might be a white Christian, and maybe I can infer from that he means in the biblical connotation. If that be so, are Jews and Negroes and some of these other races less than descendants from Adam and Eve?
Listen, I haven't tried to denigrate any person who is not against me because of his color or because of anything else. The only thing that I'm against are people who are against this country, who are against our Constitution, who are trying to force us under a communist plan of race mixing to promote a communist revolution. That's all I'm against. And unfortunately, too many Jews are doing this, and too many innocent Negroes are being used in it. This does not mean that I'm saying all Negroes are no good or all Jews are no good. Let's get that clear.
You know, when you think of all the Germans he could follow, not Beethoven, Einstein, Freud, Jung, Goethe, or Handel, Schicklgruber. Hello.
Hello. I would like to ask George Rockwell if he considers the Good Society and such ultra-conservative groups the more or less the elite of his type of philosophy, that is, the ones that do all the talking, but they don't do enough of the dirty work like the Nazis do, the picketing, going to jail, marching, all that stuff. Because he waves the same flag of Americanism that they do, and I just wondered how he felt about
it. Well, I appreciate this lady's call very much, and I think this is a question that needs to be answered. I think the Birch Society is something that dearly needs to exist in our country. I'm very grateful it exists, except insofar as it claims it's the whole answer and that people like me are bad. Like the lady says, there must be somebody to be the fist of any idea, else it cannot survive. The communists and our enemies use terrorism. They use street terrorism. They're doing it all the time. And my young kids risk their lives. They lose their families and lose their jobs out there to stand up and fight against it. The Birch Society, instead of backing us, like the liberals back the communists, they attack us. This is one of the sources, one of the reasons we are losing is because everybody in the right wing fights each other. I have begged all these right wing groups to stick with us. They are like the fronts and we're like the back. All I ask is the right to be allowed to fight. I'm a soldier of the fight against communism and race mixing.
And the Burke Society is more or less the general staff, but they won't do that. Instead, Mr. Welch prints an ad here in Glendale saying that I'm a cannibal.
Oh, bless you, Mr. Welch.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Don't be frightened. What's on your mind? A little louder.
First, maybe I should say that I'm not Negro.
Yes.
Nor am I Jewish.
Must be heck not being either.
I'm a Texan.
Well, that's all right. That makes up for it.
That makes it better.
Yes.
But I would like to hear your guest answer. And really, I'm deadly sincere.
Okay.
What exactly does he feel that he had to do with the fact that he wasn't born Negro? Or Chinese or Jewish. I don't know if you're born all these things, but I do know that you're born black or white or yellow. And I don't mean that his mommy and daddy were white or his grandparents were white and that routine. I mean, exactly what does he feel that he has to do with the fact that he was not born or these things? I mean, so he's hoop-de-doo. So what? I mean,
well,
so.
The answer to the lady, I think I know what the lady's getting at. She sincerely thinks that the Negroes and the Jews, since they were born this way, that we have to accept anything they do. That's not true. A snake has nothing to do with the fact that he's born a snake. But if I find one in my bed, I'm certainly going to get him out. It's not his fault, but snakes, skunks, and so forth don't belong in our home. Now, I like monkeys. I like to see them in the zoo, though. I don't feel that monkeys have any place sitting around a dinner table at a banquet. Or going out and holding rallies in our streets and wedding all over the street and so forth. I think they should be in a zoo.
I don't answer that.
The answer to the lady's question is nature is unfair. Nature produces very many unfair things. It produces cripples and so forth, and it has produced an inferior race of people. I know that makes people mad to say it, but they are. The Negroes simply haven't been blessed with the gifts that the white man has. That doesn't mean you've got to persecute them. It means you've got to recognize it and deal with it.
And I would say to you, sir, if you are right, and I have so many reasons for thinking you are not, if you are entirely right, then surely we should work doubly hard to give every single opportunity possible to these people that you claim to be.
Well, then why not the monkeys?
Inferior. Because monkeys are not human beings.
Well, where do you draw the line, sir? The Aborigines over in Australia, until the white man showed them, they went down to drink to the lake. They never even made a cup. How low do you have to get before you get out of the pale of human beings? I say there's no sharp line.
Sir, you can teach a monkey tricks.
Yes, to ride a bicycle. In fact, I think you can teach some chimpanzees to do some things that some Negroes couldn't do.
Never seen a fighter pilot? You were a commander, sir, who was Negro?
I had, not when I was in, but I have heard of them.
No, not when you were in, sir, but now we have given equal opportunity, almost.
Mr. Jackson, let me say this. First of all, we're not letting people in here, but I will say this. Almost all of the Negroes who achieve highly, if you'll notice, they're very, very light. It may very well be the white blood we're seeing achieving, and in spite of the fact that they have some black blood. I have not seen very many Congo black, gorilla-type Negroes who have achieved anything.
Sir, it's not worthy of answering. It really isn't, because I can mention dozens of names sitting here right now, but in answer to your statement, let's give someone else a chance.
Sure.
Captain, down there is a message from the missing expert.
Doing? Well, now, one of your men here, I don't know the gentleman's name, one of the gentlemen has said that with enemies like me, who needs friends? Am I that bad? He nods yes.
We mean that. We mean you're a good man for allowing us to be on here.
No, he's blushing. He meant the opposite, didn't you, sir? Come on, give me a yes or a no out loud. No, you won't answer me. Thank you for the admission. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
I have been listening to your program for an hour or so, and I feel that Mr. Rockwell has made so many misstatements. One, he has stated that the Jews were welcomed in this country, and I have in front of me several reference books. I am a teacher. I'm white, Protestant, Episcopalian, and I feel that something has to be rectified here. One thing, in Charles and Mary Beard, in 1649, there's a Toleration Act. It granted freedom of religious worship only to those who professed the faith in Jesus Christ, thereby excluding the Jews. This is the second chapter, if Mr. Rocco wants to look it up. And you can look in any good history book and see these things. Also, I wonder if Mr. Rockwell, he has mentioned his D.A.R. Ancestors a number of times, and I wonder if he's aware that one of the biggest financiers of the Revolutionary War was a Jewish man, and there has been a movie made about him.
The fellow who gave his career, Solomon, I think his name was.
Haim Solomon.
Haim Solomon.
Yes.
Now, ma'am, forgive my interjecting. Our time has just gone.
I know, I'm sorry.
We've got no time left at all. My theme's about to play.
All right.
I am sorry. Please call again, teacher.
All right.
Thanks a lot, ma'am. Because at this time of night, we hear something which goes something like this. When will you become president, Mr. Martin?
I believe in 1972, the American people will be so fed up with communism and race fixing that they will elect me president of the United States.
Thank you for being a guest.
I promise you.
I promise you, it'll be over my dead body and many of my ilk. For all of us here, und für Mike Greenwitt, producer, Barbara Lieutenant, Bob Kramer, and Fraulein Sandy Pollock, our secretary.
And for me, I'm Michael Jackson. Thanks for coming. Till tomorrow night, same time, same place. Bye now. God bless.
Reminder, this is KNX, KNX FM, 1070 Radio in Los Angeles.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of KNX, its management, or its sponsors.